Tom Driesen. He's about to make his 17th consecutive start here at the Bob Hope Classic, which puts him in pretty select group with, boy, it looks like you have Bob Hope, Gerald Ford, and Mr. Welk. And that's the longest active streak, but you'll join those other three gentlemen once you tee off. You want to talk about your time here and what that means to you? And
I've actually probably been here 25 times, but 17 straight years in a row. Mm-hmm. But I came here in, I think, 1977. Bob Hope saw me on my first appearance on The Tonight Show, and he contacted me about coming here to play in this, which was, for me, the biggest thrill, because I caddied as a boy. You know, I had eight brothers and sisters. We lived in a shack on the south side of Chicago, a suburb called Harvey, Illinois. Five of us actually slept in one bed. We had no bathtub, no shower, no hot water. Raggedy-ass, shanty Irish poor is what we called it. But I shined shoes in taverns. I set pins in bowling alleys. But I caddied every summer to help feed my brothers and sisters. So I remember even, you know, being in the service and watching the Bob Hope Classic. Coming out of the service, I went back to my old neighborhood in the tavern where I used to tend bar. And I used to tell all the guys, we'd watch the Bob Hope Classic, and I'd tell all the guys, we should go there and try to caddy for those guys. Not the pros, the amateurs. Wouldn't that be something just to caddy there? Never dreaming that one day I would play in this. And actually, so when Bob Hope called me the first time, I made this long story a lot longer, didn't I? That I really, really was excited. And to come out here and to tee off in front of like 1,000 people, you know, on the tee, Mr. Tom Driesen, it was almost surreal, you know. And this knee was saying to this knee, you don't belong here, you know, you don't belong here. It was really exciting. And still is. Ironically, it still is. I am excited driving down here from Los Angeles yesterday as I was the first time. I mean, I really am excited about being here. Yeah.
Thank you. Questions? We got Larry here.
Was that the first time that you'd had any contact with Mr. Hope?
Yes. You know, obviously always was a fan, you know, but the other thing that we did prior to me coming down here, there was a golf tournament in Wisconsin called the Vince Lombardi Golf Tournament that still exists. And Bob was going to be the master of ceremonies. And he started using me for years after that, where he would be the master of ceremonies, but I would do the stand-up comedy because he didn't want to do the stand-up. He wanted to MC. So he said, come to the Vince Lombardi Golf Tournament, Tom. I've got John Gary, who was a singer, and you. It was a black tie affair. And I went there, and he said, I want you to do 20 minutes, then the singer will come on. I said, okay. And after dinner, Bob said, we got a problem, Tom. John Gary isn't here yet. And we're worried that he's not going to make it. You know, you may have to stretch a little bit. I said, okay. Well, then all of a sudden he said, John Gary's on his way. He's in the limo. You're going on. He introduced me. And I do 20 minutes, and John will come up and do an hour and 10. I did 20 minutes, and Bob, off to the side, I started to say, and you've been a wonderful audience, and Bob gave me the stretch sign, you know. So I said, oh, God, John Gary's not here. So I did another 5 minutes. I said, but you've been a wonderful audience, and Bob went like this again. I did an hour and 40 minutes. He never showed up. John Gary, the car broke down. He never showed up by the time. I was out of material. You know, 20 minutes before that, I was ad-libbing and just having it and working off of Bob. But because of that night, Bob used me time and time again. And I'll tell you another quick short story. The next day, there was a press conference. And Bob Hope, and I was a new comedian, I'd only done a couple Tonight Shows. And they asked Bob at this press conference 100 questions. But one of them was, what comedian do you think will be around for a long time? Like George Burns, like Jack Benny, like yourself, Mr. Hope. He said, well, I saw this kid last night, Tom Driesen, and I think he'll be around a long time. He showed me something when he was, you know, put out to burn, and he survived. And because of that, that was a UPI guy in the audience. In those days, he had UPI and API. Because of that, it went across the wire services, and I got corporate dates for years because of Bob Hope recommends, you know, so I'm obviously you know, endeared to him and to his wife, Dolores, who we did a lot of shows together as well, you know. And I went to her 100th birthday a year ago. Now she's 101 and still hanging in there. God bless her.
Obviously, this tournament means a lot to you. And I guess we could say you're the de facto host by default now because of the streak. But what...
Would you repeat that again? De facto host?
De facto host by default.
Okay, good.
But...